Our next game is called Celebrities on Celebrities. Did you know that Madonna is actually just the Olsen twins stacked on top of each other in a trench coat? Let's check in with our contestants. Jerri-Ann, you completed NASA astronaut training at the Kennedy Space Center?
Oh, yes. Not just astronaut training, but I wore a dress.
Wow. And you passed, yes?
Oh, I finished first in my class. I don't want to brag, but I will. Yes. So I mentioned that I was wearing a dress because when I walk in, all the boys are like, who's this girl? You're in the wrong room, lady. And so I was the only one who did not throw up in G-Force training. And I was like, who wears the pants now, boys?
Yeah.
Look at me. Yeah.
So you want to go into space or take the astronaut thing any further?
Obviously. Who doesn't, right?
All right.
I'll see you on Mars, guys. Come on.
Nikki, you write jokes for Google Assistant, which is an AI assistant like Siri or Alexa.
Yeah, that's a job people have.
Yeah, that's an amazing job.
Yeah, so when you're heckling them, they're coming from a human being. So
right, it's a human being.
It hurts my feelings.
So what kind of stuff are you writing?
Mostly dad jokes.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like.
Yeah.
The future is now, and we get to shape it. And I'm so sorry.
Can you give me an example of a line that you're pretty happy that you pushed through?
Sure. What a lot of people seem to say to their Google Assistant is, are you ignoring me? Because we haven't registered a command or something.
Yeah.
And we just kind of wait a second or two. And what? Just kidding. I could never ignore you.
That's good.
All right, this is an audio quiz called Celebrities on Celebrities. We're going to play you a clip of a celebrity doing an impression of another celebrity. Each clue is worth up to 2 points. Jerri-Ann, stay in the lead, and you are in the final round. Nikki, you need to get more points, or you'll have to watch a Bachelorette contestant's Instagram story.
Oh, no. I'll try harder. Yeah.
I know, the harshest thing we've actually ever said to anyone on this show. Here we go. In this Late Late Show clip, the actress who played Mrs. Witch in A Wrinkle in Time imitates the actress who played Mrs. What's-It.
Y'all, I have a helicopter going to pick us up right in front of the yard. Right there. We're going to go right in front of the yard. Then we're going to go to the top of the mountain. Then we're going to hike, y'all. Then we're going to get on a boat, y'all. And then y'all.
Jerri-Ann.
Miss Oprah Winfrey.
That is good for 1 point. Do you want to say the other person?
Reese Witherspoon?
That's right. Oprah Winfrey is impersonating Reese Witherspoon. This clip is from Inside the Actor's Studio. The actor who plays Phil in The Hangover imitates his co-star from The Wedding Crashers.
Your hair is like, what do you have to do to maintain your hair? Keep rubbing it all the time.
Nikki.
Was that Bradley Cooper?
Yes, that is Bradley Cooper. Who is he impersonating?
That sounded like Walken, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, that's right. A Christopher Walken impression is a SAG actor's requirement to get into the guild, I believe. It used to be Jack Nicholson, and then they changed it. There was an uproar. This clip is from an online interview with the artist who sang Hotline Bling, imitating the artist who sang A Millie.
Yeah, you know, I mean, chilling, man. You know, I just been like vibing out, you know, Carter Ford and stuff. That's it, yeah.
Nikki.
Drake.
Yes.
Lil Weezy.
That is correct. In this Jimmy Fallon clip, the artist who sang Bang Bang imitates a famous Canadian singer.
They're sweet and strange, finding you can jeopardize.
Nikki.
Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Imitating Celine Dion.
You got that. Well done. So after 2 games, Nikki, congratulations. You are moving on to the final round. Coming up, we'll find out who will face off against Nikki in our final round. And I'll talk to Rose Byrne, who is nominated for an Emmy and a Golden Globe for her role in the TV series Damages. And I'll ask her, are you and Glenn close? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.